Catechism of the Catholic Church sets forth for Catholic Christians the key elements of our belief in the Holy Eucharist. Article 1322 of the Catechism introduces the teachings on the Eucharist by saying, "Those who have been raised to the dignity of the royal priesthood by baptism and configured more deeply to Christ by confirmation participate with the whole community in the Lord's own sacrifice by means of the Eucharist." In the documents produced by the Second Vatican Council in the middle of the 20th century, we find familiar teachings regarding the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. In the Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy, we read, "At the Last Supper, on the night he was betrayed, our Savior instituted the Eucharistic sacrifice of his body and blood. This he did in order to perpetuate the sacrifice of the cross throughout the ages, until he should come again, and so to entrust to his beloved spouse, the Church, a memorial of his death and resurrection, a sacrament of love, a sign of unity, a bond of charity, a paschal banquet in which Christ is consumed, the mind is filled with grace, and the pledge of future glory is given to us." The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life, the dogmatic constitution on the Church writes. And in the decree on the ministry and life of priests, we find, "In the Blessed Eucharist is contained the whole spiritual good of the Church, namely Christ himself." In Article 1333, the Catechism sets forth what takes place when bread and wine become the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ through the action of the Church in the Eucharistic celebration. At the heart of the Eucharistic celebration are the bread and wine that by the words of Christ and the invocation of the Holy Spirit become Christ's body and blood. Faithful to the Lord's command, the Church continues to do in his memory and until his glorious return what he did on the eve of his passion. He took bread. He took the cup filled with wine. The signs of bread and wine become, in a way surpassing understanding, the body and blood of Christ. They continue also to signify the goodness of creation. Article 1337, drawing upon the teachings of the 16th century Council of Trent, expands upon that understanding, saying, "The Lord, having loved those who were his own, loved them to the end. Knowing that the hour had come to leave this world and return to the Father, in the course of a meal he washed their feet and gave them the commandment of love, in order to leave them a pledge of this love, in order never to depart from his own and to make them sharers in his Passover. He instituted the Eucharist as the memorial of his death and resurrection, and commanded his apostles to celebrate it until his return." The real presence of Christ in the Eucharist is set forth profoundly in Article 1374 of the Catechism. The mode of Christ's presence under the Eucharistic species is unique. It raises the Eucharist above all the sacraments as the perfection of the spiritual life and the end to which all the sacraments tend. That being drawn from St. Thomas Aquinas. In the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist, the body and blood, together with the soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore the whole Christ, is truly, really, and substantially contained, the Council of Trent taught. This presence is called real, by which is not intended to exclude the other types of presence, as if they could not be real too, but because it is presence in the fullest sense, that is to say, it is a substantial presence by which Christ, God and man, makes himself holy and entirely present, St. Pope Paul VI taught. Article 1375 says, "It is by the conversion of the bread and wine into Christ's body and blood that Christ becomes present in this sacrament." And Article 1377 speaks of Christ's enduring presence when it draws upon the teachings of the Council of Trent, saying, "The Eucharistic presence of Christ begins at the moment of the consecration and endures as long as the Eucharistic species subsist. Christ is present whole and entire in each of the species and whole and entire in each of their parts in such a way that the breaking of the bread does not divide Christ." The Catechism launches us into our Eucharistic revival process when it says, "In the Liturgy of the Mass, we express our faith in the real presence of Christ under the species of bread and wine by, among other ways, genuflecting or bowing deeply as a sign of adoration of the Lord. The Catholic Church has always offered and still offers to the sacrament of the Eucharist the cult of adoration, not only during Mass but also outside of it, reserving the consecrated hosts with the utmost care, exposing them to the solemn veneration of the faithful, and carrying them in procession, St. Pope Paul VI taught.